For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I'm excited for this one because,
right. Hey. What do you got?
2025, we're coming to a close and we're getting all the wrapped things. I mean, we spoke about Spotify last week about, yeah. You know, all the people's top songs. You know, we're hearing about colours that are wrapped up for the year.
I got a notification when I went on my YouTube this weekend, and it was like your YouTube yearly wrap.
Nah.
And it was like, here are all the videos you've watched. And it's just like sports highlights and deep rain sounds. Oh. I'm like, I'm crazy, man.
Mine would really expose some of the nerdier sides of me, and I'm not going to lie.
Is it Buffy the Teenage Vampire Slayer reviews?
I'm not telling you what it is. It's nothing. But look, another one you can get your wrapped from is ChatGPT.
AI's wrapping us up.
Mm,
that's look, scary.
I thought what I would do is go to ChatGPT. I'm pretty close with chat. And
just chat for short.
I've asked them to give me a wrapped for 2025, but not for me, my friend. For you.
Right, okay. Hey, here we go. Yeah, no, let's have it. Let's have it.
Okay, well, let's
what are we wrapping up, Dave?
Go through some of the, like, you know, dot points. So basically it's more of a indication of you and your personality of the year, okay? And I obviously haven't said anything to ChatGPT.
Yeah, it doesn't thrive off prompts, does it, Dave?
Well, like I said, we're friends, so it sort of knows our dynamic, you and I, Tim, and also, you know, my dynamic with it.
Of course.
So, hey, here it says intellectual flex of the year for you, Tim. So Tim corrected someone's grammar, any slip of the tongue, and has fact-checked you unfortunately. Fortunately for Tim, he also said pacifically instead of specifically later that same day.
Yeah, that was a bad day. It was really so. Unfortunately, with my closest mates, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you make a verbal mistake, especially like as radio announcers, like it is just within 0.5 of a second, you are down that person's throat. And like I said, instead of saying punk, a year ago, mm-hmm. I said Ponk.
Mm-hmm.
There is a girl here who once a fortnight asked me if Ponk is dead.
Yeah.
So it stays with you when you make these mistakes.
Well, it specifically would say with you because your favourite hobby is being right. Pretending he's chill about being wrong while his left eye twitches, it says here. Your banter profile, Tim, says dishing it out, elite. Taking it, reported missing.
Okay.
Interesting. Here he is.
Interesting. Not gonna bite. Not gonna bite.
Nerd Metrics Tim attempted to hide his nerdiness for approximately 19 minutes on air in 2025, and after that, he explained how lightsabers would work.
It's actually the purple one is the one that I want. Green and blue are overrated. Red's all right, but purple's where it's at.
Your organisational skills. Your Google Calendar has more colour coding than an Olympic opening ceremony, says ChatGPT.
That is a genuine compliment.
Your dad stats, number of times you said, sorry, I'm tired, toddler life, 185.
Yep.
Number of times you heard the toddler's name more than your own family members, at least 543 times.
Yep, that's about right. Thank you very much.
And then it also comes here and it says, your most on-brand, on-air moment. Well, actually, let's skip that one. Let's go with this one. Your biggest on-air whoopsie.
Oh, no. I had a massive whoopsie.
That time you attempted to say quickly, K-pop Demon Hunters cast.
Yep.
And if you were there last Thursday, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I had to take the day off because she couldn't recover because unfortunately I brought the C a little bit further up in front of the word hunters and unfortunately created a new type of hunting group that is definitely not on.
And not radio friendly.
Not okay, not okay.
Well, look, it has wrapped it up with your aura and it says, organized chaos indigo, part genius, part goblin, all dad.
All right. Thank you very much. If you wanted to give, Davo, if you wanted to give me your personal feedback, this could have been a conversation and not used through a mask of AI. I will take all of that on board.
How are you taking that banter?
Absolutely not okay to poke me. But these fingers will be clean tomorrow for a re-poking. And you watch out because my AI is busy. It's heaving. It's just taken out a forest in Norway, Davo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Bolch.
Tim and Davo.
Davo, I know we're new mates. I've known you 3-4 months. But I feel like we've got a pretty good rap on each other.
Yeah.
And what makes us tick, those kind of things.
I'd say so.
Definitely learning a lot about you outside of work, which is a totally different human being. Yeah. I think you hide a home, Davo, really well.
I'm ashamed of her.
Home, Davo. I'm ashamed of her. She's a bit of a mess. There was a period only a few weeks ago where you used dishwashing liquid in your dishwasher because you didn't have any tablets or powder left.
Yes.
And you just had a foam party circa 2012, set it off.
It was sick.
You currently have two TVs. Three remotes, none of them work.
Yep.
But you found one's got a DVD player, so that's been using that.
Thriving.
Yep. You hotspot everything off your phone.
Yep.
You don't have Wi-Fi.
My license was suspended. Yep. Figured that out.
Yeah, that's okay. I also learned yesterday that you sleep with your shoes on.
Hey, no, that is a broad statement and I won't have you.
Have you slept with your shoes on, Lauren?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there are people out there that will understand this. You will never sleep better than with your shoes snugged in tight.
Now, imagine this is day naps. Like, this isn't nighttime. You're getting in with your Nikes.
I'm not lacing up to go to sleep. No, no, no. It's usually a daytime nap thing.
Okay.
If that was to happen.
So, are you napping on the couch or are you napping on the bed?
On the bed, but the shoes will not be on the bed. Don't worry. I always put something on the bottom of the bed.
That would be wild. Oh, you put something on like a towel or a shirt or something, Davo?
Yes.
Mate, what is going on?
I'm ready for anything, obviously.
Just in case an intruder gets in and you don't want to have to muck around tying those laces
up. A time saver extraordinaire.
Can I just say, we're learning so much about you. I'm surprised you don't have Velcro shoes.
Well, that's rude. That's where I draw the line. I'll have you coming for my whole personality. But when
leave
you tell
my slip-ons alone.
I wear lace-ups like an adult.
Davo, you can't be napping with shoes on.
Why not?
Mate, that's wild. Let them out. Let the dogs out.
Yeah, I feel like, say like you're busy, you're rushing around, you know, doing bits and pieces. You've got a spare hour in there and you think, I might just have a little quick nip.
Sorry, it's just, you can't be like, I'm so busy, I must fit in a 1 hour nap in my day. That's what toddlers are for, Davo. You're 34, bro.
I live away from all of my friends and family for this goddamn job.
And what a privilege it is.
I begged God.
I just think I draw the line at napping with shoes on. I think if you're napping with shoes on, you've got a screw loose.
Okay, no, now I'll put this to you. Have you ever had this might not be for you, but this might be for someone listening. Yeah. Have you ever had a night out, right? You've had a ripper. It's been great. You've come home, you're sitting up, and you've fallen asleep.
Yeah, that's...
Your shoes are still on. You feel great. You wake up and you go, oh, like that was nice. It was snug. It was nice, as if...
Even in my worst state, I've fumbled my way through defooting, de-shoeing, just like completely, like jeans and shoes got to come off.
Mm.
Absolutely got to come off.
Have you ever slept in jeans?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, not in the bed. I'm not an animal. Oh, I'll put a towel down, you know. No, I would sleep with... I'd have a nap in jeans on the couch, never on the bed.
Mm.
Bedroom is like, I've got to be in... shorts or just my undies. That's I can't sleep on the bed in clothes.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little regretful of accidentally revealing this to you yesterday.
Before then, I thought you were just like absolutely, totally
no,
put together.
Because I genuinely have no way to, I guess, justify this behavior.
It's just
something that's happened a few times.
I don't think anyone
else. It
feels
good. It makes me sleep nice.
Not a single person that lives in Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine,
Adelaide thing,
Werribee, across the bay in Rosebud. We get some listeners in Mount Eliza that pick up our signal. Nobody naps with their shoes on. And I'm happy to open the phones with this on 52232955. No one will call. And
yeah,
it's going to be beautiful. We're going to come back on air and we're going to throw to nobody, Davo, because nobody sleeps with their shoes
on. Look, I don't think people would do that regularly. I don't think people are napping with their shoes on necessarily on purpose regularly. But have you napped with your shoes on? If you've napped with your shoes on and it was a ripper, I'd love to hear from you, please.
Let's hear from you. Let's hear from you, Davo. You've had 10 naps. How many times are your shoes on?
3.
Wow.
2.
It's not deal or no deal. We're not working down. 52232955. Do you wear shoes when you nap? If you want to call up and just let Davo have it.
Have you ever?
Happy. Have you ever felt like this? Strange things happen when you're sleeping in your cons. A few people have sent some messages on 0456 955 955. Someone said, this is Renee in Clifton Springs, depends on where you are. On the couch, take them off. On a long drive or at the airport, totally fine. I agree. Airport, car, you can wear them. Taking them off seems ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the house, Dave. Are you just, do you not know how to undo your shoelaces? I've only ever seen you in one pair of shoes.
Brother, it's got nothing to do with that. But you will never sleep better than when your feet are nice and snug in your shoes.
Do you think it's a safety thing? It's like you feel like you're being held by your feet.
Bro, I'm ready for action at any time. Anytime. Up and about. I literally open my eyes and I jog.
I could not disagree more with everything you've said. Now, Dave, we did ask. We said one person. If one person across Geelong is listening that also naps with their shoes on, we would happily take their call and chat to them.
Mm. No one has. No, absolutely no one has. We did get another text in saying shoes on the bed is crazy, Dave-o, from Ali and Heighton, which is really nice. It's fair. I do put a towel down and I'm not an animal. No, annoyed.
I know.
Oh, Lloyd.
We are, yeah, Lloyd. Lloyd in Armstrong Creek. Lloyd, my man, do you think Davo's a bit loopy for wearing shoes while she's napping on her bed?
I don't think so. I think she's my buddy in that instance.
Yeah.
I do it too.
Now, Lloyd, yes, here's Lloyd. The thing. So, Lloyd, here's the thing. I know you're a tradie, so you'd have like some pretty decent boots on, and you work a fair bit.
I got some steel boots, the steel blue 652s. You probably know what they are, but they're some nice, comfy steel cap boots. Nice.
Yeah, gorgeous.
That was a huge nice power flex. Move there. Absolutely, I don't know what boots they are. But Lloyd, I also know your love for the cinema. So here we're at a tricky place where maybe I shouldn't have offered up movie tickets to Anaconda. Lloyd is absolutely starving for this, Dave.
Put words in Lloyd's mouth. He's called up. He said he likes to sleep with his shoes on, much like me. And that's really great. We're buddies, as he said. And I'd love to send him to
Lloyd,
the movies because he's a good man.
When you take a nap in the movies, shoes on or off?
Oh, shoes on 100%. I mean, I'd love to put them up, but I'll be wearing my steel boots to them too.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of a work boot in my absolute life. But thank you very much.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Well, I think it'd be fair in that last little chat. We found your tipping point, my friend.
Yes, we did find my tipping point because you cheesed me off, giving me a recap of my year of 2025 through the eyes of ChatGPT. And don't you worry, my friend. As I said, there is a forest in Norway currently being mowed down to power the AI that will get your recap tomorrow on the show.
Bring it on.
But Tipping Point is currently on Channel 9 right now, Tipping Point Australia. It's a game show, daytime game show that's on in Australia. Todd Woodbridge hosts the show. Over a year ago, when Tipping Point Australia was launched, we had Todd on the show to discuss about how exciting it was because the UK one's been around forever. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's a quiz game. You can win counters. There's a giant machine. You want to get these counters over the machine.
Mm-hmm.
I followed our overlord's wishes and got through to go on the show, The Tipping Point. I've never done anything like TV before.
No, of course. This is so cool, going behind the scenes onto a TV set. I actually think this would be awesome.
So this morning, I head up the highway quite early, went to the city. I was in the first filming block. Now, they didn't tell me I wasn't allowed to talk about this. So my episode's coming out in October, November 2026.
Well, fingers crossed if it's not embargoed after this chat.
So I don't know if we're going to get sued, but went there this morning. There's three contestants. It goes from 3 to 2, 2 to 1, and the one person has a chance to win $20,000 to potentially $100,000.
Huge, massive money.
Yep. So Todd Woodbridge was like, Tim, you've got to go on it. Come on my show. I was like, Woody, all right, mate. Sure.
You say his name like he's a household name.
Todd Woodbridge. Mate, one of the Woodies. You know, mate, you take that out of your mouth right now.
I knew that'd get you.
So the issue is last night, I realized that I've only ever watched The Tipping Point on mute because it's on Channel 9 in the studios here. So I was like, I probably should watch this show and understand the rules because I don't understand how the game works.
I mean, step one.
Last night, my wife and I, we sat down. I got across the game. And I was like, I'm ready. I'm raring. We're talking about the different points. So you get to a point at the end of the game where you go, all right, I've earned myself $4,000, $3,000. Are you going to keep that money or are you going to try and get the tipping point of the giant counter over the edge? And me and my wife, I was like, what amount would you be upset if I was like, no, I'm going to throw away $3,000
to risk it
to play for the 20? She's like, oh, you know, I trust you, like all these things. Maybe that was some overthinking.
Okay.
Maybe that was some overthinking.
Okay, you didn't quite get there.
No.
Did you get any questions right?
So, yes, I did. I answered 3 or 4 questions correctly.
Good.
Which was good. I was so excited. I wasn't nervous whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was just like, felt like trivia under lights. If you've ever been, I know a lot of people from Geelong have gone up the highway to do it. And I think someone from Geelong won the jackpot recently this
Amazing.
Year. So I was just like, this is fun. All I wanted to do was answer a question correctly. Mm-hmm. And I did that, so that was great. There was a chance for me to go to the second round.
Yeah.
So I was in third place towards the end, and there was a chance.
Out of three.
And there was a tennis question. Todd Woodbridge, former Australian tennis player, mm-hmm. loves to chuck in a tennis question. He asked, which Spanish tennis player beat Jannik Sinner at the US Open in whatever year? I'm like, you beauty. I don't know crap about tennis, but I know this.
Wow.
The answer in my brain. So, and I've buzzed in, but in my brain, this is all happening. I'm going, haha, you beauty. I needed to get something right. The answer is Carlos Alcaraz. How good.
Wow.
Coming in clutch. No one else hit their buzzer. And it was just unfortunate that I said Carlos Alcaraz. And that is not a correct answer, Davo.
Tim. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And like for me, a misspeak, I was like, well, it's gone bad, but it's gone great because there are people that will feed off this. As we just learned in the ChatGPT recap, misspeaking is one of my favorite things to either be part of from either side.
Honestly, this is the best outcome
for this.
It's fantastic. Todd, this is going to be on national TV. You misspeak, Tim misspeaking on national TV. Yesterday I said a word wrong and I heard about it. I got fed.
Yep.
And mate, this is for all Australia to see.
When Todd Woodbridge made a reference that I should be locked up in Alcatraz for answering the question that way, and the studio audience laughed the loudest for the entire morning, I was like, so this is what it feels like. This is what it's all been. Karma exists, people. If you didn't know, it's real, and it comes in the form of Todd Woodbridge. At the end, he was like, well, Tim, we've reached your tipping point. Thank you so much. I can't wait to speak to you on your show. I genuinely said to him, I don't think we'll have you back on, Todd. So I may have a new enemy,
great.
A nemesis.
Okay, you've done that in real
style. I have a 12-month wait to figure this out before it's all happening again.
I also love that you've managed to lash out at Todd on the way out. Absolute. This is on brand for you, and I am so delighted, my friend.
Unfortunately, so am I. So, but yeah, not 40 grand. Can't win them all. Carlos Alcaraz, get around.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, over Christmas, I'm heading home to Adelaide to see my family, which is going to be really cool.
Mate, I'm so stoked for you. Now that you've got your license back after realising that it was suspended and they were sending letters to a demolished building.
I have been on foot for almost a week and I'm not even kidding.
But you've got your license back. Are you still going to do the Great Ocean Road?
Yeah.
What a way to go home for Christmas, mate.
As you said, well, now I've got my license back, I will be able to take the Great Ocean Road home.
It's going
to
be a long walk otherwise.
Nah, look, it's going to be a ripper. And one of the big things I'm excited about is catching up with my little niece, Amelia.
She might be. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my son and mm-hmm. he's adorable. She might be the cutest child that's ever existed.
She is very cute. She's gorgeous and I love her a lot. So obviously I'm trying to think about things that I can get her for Christmas. Now, what do kids love? Slime.
100%. So my nephew, who's a little bit older than your niece, recently, just this weekend on FaceTime, showed me for 20 minutes this new slime that he got.
Yeah.
Kids be loving slime.
They absolutely froth it. Well, there is a shop here in Geelong where you can go in there and basically you can choose the slime and then you can choose the bits and pieces that go into the slime and it's the whole rigmarole.
Mate, I'm not 5 and that excites me.
Yeah, excites
so you
me
can
too,
pick,
man.
It's like a Kinder Surprise, but slime. That's excellent.
It is very cool. Now look, being a non-parent myself, I know nothing about slime. I don't know the ins and outs, what's cool, what's not, what you need.
Oh, the trends in slime.
Well, look, let me tell you, There are a lot of different slimes you can get. And I had a lot of questions. So, you know, I'm talking to the chick behind the counter and I'm saying, oh, what's the go with this one? Like, what does it feel like? And then she's like, yeah, it's kind of like this. And I said, oh, what about this one and this one? And then she's sort of giving me the rundown. And then I said, oh, you know, because what you can also do here is you can get the dye to put in the slime. So you choose the color and then you choose like the bits and pieces.
This is proper la-di-da stuff.
It's pretty cool.
That's rockstar Arnie stuff as well, Dave.
Yeah, I know. She's going to love it.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, I'm getting through the bits and pieces. I said, oh, what's going to be the most fun to play with? You know, what would you suggest as like, you know, when you're playing with slime, like what do you think feels the best or whatever? And she's going on, blah, blah, blah. So I buy
You want to talk about slime? I'll talk to you for days about slime.
And then I spent probably, I reckon, about 25 minutes really choosing the little bits and pieces to go inside the slime.
Yeah.
You know, taking a lot of care. Bought the slime. You know, cost me a little bit.
I was going to say, this doesn't sound like $10.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Custom slime, that sets you back. I reckon that's bigger than my budget for my family. I reckon you've spent more on slime than I'm going to spend on my mum this Christmas.
No. I swear it wasn't too bad. Very well priced, good people.
Use Davo Slimes at the door to get 10% off.
Anyway, so I bought the slime and she goes to me, hey, I hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
So I've left, and I've thought she's thought this is for me.
Nah, because you were so inquisitive. You were asking all those questions, like what's the funnest to touch, what's the best texture, what's the best to put inside.
She's a childless woman.
She's sitting there going, "Man, this girl bloody loves slime. I'm gonna make a killing off her." That's excellent. And so now have you considered keeping it for yourself and finding your niece another Christmas present?
I'm not going to lie. Curiosity is really killing me. I want to feel this
thing. You want to bring that in? You want to bring it in? We'll give it a test. We've got to make sure it's safe. You know, rockstar auntie also has to be a safe auntie.
So true.
So, and if you could send me the address so I can go and get, you know, fit it up like a tuxedo but for slime, that would be excellent.
It's Tim and Davo. Think SUV practicality with extra spark. ID4 at Rex Carell Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
This is the most exciting thing you'll hear this afternoon. Pantone has released its colour of the year.
Oh my gosh, roll out the red carpet.
Red? What is it, 2003, Davo? You basic.
Okay.
So Pantone, colour of the year, it's been around since 1999. It's a way to capture the global mood and forecast cultural trends.
Oh,
so it influences fashion, design, branding. Let's take a trip down memory lane before we get to the colour of the year.
Okay.
True Red was 2002, Davo.
Okay.
Tiger Lily was 2004. Tiger Lily was a reddish orange symbolising passion and creativity.
Gorgeous.
2009 was Blue Iris. 2012 onwards, we start to really go away from just standard primary colours.
So we're not going fuchsia, we're now going something a little
2015,
fruity.
Masala.
Okay.
Earthy sophistication. 2017, we took a step back, greenery.
Okay.
We had 2020, wow, classic blue. Not any other aqua. Aqua was 2004.
I wouldn't have felt that classic blue felt for 2020.
Very Perry was 2022. 2023 was Viva Magenta. 2025 was Mocha Mousse. Now, I remember Mocha Mousse. That was an absolute why.
2025?
You might be asking, Davo, 2025. They work in the future. So in 2024, they released their 2025 because it's forecasting the colour of the year.
Okay.
So I'm about to tell you the colour of the year for 2026.
Oh, this is very exciting. But before you get to that, a Mocha Mousse. I mean,
it's so good.
It is a nice muted brown, as you can imagine.
It's as brown as brown could be, but a little bit green.
Okay. Well, I do feel like millennial brown was a big one this year. So yeah, it feels like it could be right.
I want to introduce you to the 2026, mind you, again, future forecasting. This is going to be in fashion, interior design, branding. Let's get around Cloud Dancer. How have Cloud Dancer done it? Wow, wow, wow.
Hold me closer, Cloud Dancer.
Cloud Dancer serves as a symbol of calming influence in a frenetic society, rediscovering the value of measured consideration and quiet reflection. Similar to a blank canvas, Cloud Dancer signifies our desires for a fresh start.
Brother, I've just had a look at this. It's grey.
It's white, brother. it's a dark, ashy white. And it is going to be the colour of the year in 2026. These people at Pantone, they do not mess around, Davo. They have been accurate for decades now.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at that.
Soft white.
The idea that the name is called Cloud Dancer just really gives me the ear.
It's just, yeah, it's something, isn't it? The vice president, because the president was not available for comment, they were thriving with it. We are living in a transitional time where people are seeking truth, possibility, and a new way of living. Cloud Dancer, which is Pantone 11-4201, is an airy white hue that exemplifies our search for balance between our digital future and our primal need for human connection.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yeah, it's white. It's a hue of white. There you go. Airy is the word to describe it. Cloud Dancer, the Pantone colour of the year. What am I wearing today, Davo?
Cloud Dancer.
Cloud Dancer white. You can't say the boy isn't on trend.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.